Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Bite-Size, a bite-size look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Wednesday, the 13th of September, with me, Paul Machin. We've got a couple of Klopp bits and pieces. First and foremost, reacting to the slight selection headache that he's going to be faced with this weekend, with a number of Liverpool South American players only playing in the early hours of this morning. Liverpool's Europa League squad was announced yesterday evening, so we know who is going to be available for selection when the Reds take on LASK in Austria next week. Darwin Nunez, a little bit of a latest on I'll say injury as such, but a muscular difficulty apparently that he faced whilst playing for Uruguay. And I guess the big news of the last few days has been Jürgen Klopp being linked heavily with Der Mannschaft. I don't even know why I attempted it. There was no need for me to attempt to do that in German. The German national team, dear me. And his agent has been speaking about that, so we'll come to that in due course. But yes, this is Anfield. I've written about Jürgen Klopp's concerns over a 48-hour turnaround for four players before Wolves. Is they four of Liverpool's senior players are set to return from international duty less than 36 hours before the squad travel to Wolves, an issue Jürgen Klopp has already raised. They say international fixtures always present risks of injury as we wait nervously for players to return intact, but the turnaround time between games can also often provide the manager with logistical headaches. We know Liverpool are at the 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. But the Sanfield wrote that Liverpool's South American contingents were in World Cup qualifying across Tuesday evening into the early hours of Wednesday / this morning, BST. I will have very little time to be back on Merseyside. It was something that Jürgen Klopp had spoken about to LFC TV. Says now, international break and pretty much 48 hours after, our South Americans play somewhere on the other end of the world. We will play against Wolverhampton Wanderers. So it will be a tough one and we have to make sure we are ready and we will give it our all. Just a little update on that. McAllister and Nunez played for Argentina and Uruguay on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Luis Diaz faced Chile with Colombia at 1:30 a.m. this morning. Again, this is our time, not the time, the local time in which they played. And Alisson's Brazil played Peru at 3 a.m. this morning as well. They say the squad will travel to Wolves on Friday ahead of the Saturday midday clash, meaning the South Americans are likely to be on Merseyside for less than 36 hours before they're on the road again once their travel time has been factored in. Now, interesting, just as an aside to this, so I did press box on LFC TV yesterday with Chris Bascom and with John Bradley as well, the Liverpool commentator, and they were both talking about how Jürgen Klopp tends to prefer to give the South American lads a little bit more rest time if they've travelled late. So it's interesting to see how that impacts his selection decisions for the weekend. And one thing that does lead into this, it actually is a Darwin Nunez story. Darwin Nunez subbed off with muscular difficulties, but no injury confirmed. Jack Lusby writes for This Is Anfield. Darwin Nunez was substituted at halftime in Uruguay's 2-1 loss to Ecuador, with Marcelo Bielsa explaining he had muscular difficulties. Nunez made a second start in as many games under new manager Bielsa this break with a trip to Ecuador to contest the World Cup qualifier. It came after hints in training that he would not be part of the starting lineup, but after a dominant display of a 3-1 victory over Chile on Saturday. He was retained. Unfortunately, Nunez only given 45 minutes before being replaced by Christian Oliveira, with Ecuador having equalised for 1-1 in first half stoppage time. Speaking to reporters after the game, Bielsa claimed Nunez had been brought off due to muscular difficulties. However, there was no indication of a genuine injury for the striker, with his withdrawal in Quito suggested to be more due to fatigue. Bielsa explained that Nunez was unable to fulfil his high intensity duties up front due to the exertions of 3 days previous. It said, "It seemed convenient to me to substitute him because he couldn't keep up with the game when we had to press." It comes after limited exposure for Liverpool, they say, coming off the bench for a total of 41 minutes against Chelsea, Bournemouth and Newcastle, and increased his workload with the start against Aston Villa, even though he was brought off. So yeah, interesting to see that, and actually I suppose encouraging in some respects. We've seen international players run into the ground throughout their Liverpool careers, you know, consistently seen Liverpool teams plagued with injuries that have come about from playing either training with or playing with their respective countries. So good to see someone like Marcelo Bielsa, new in the job, not running Darwin Nunez through the ringer, and allowing him opportunity to stay fit. And I suppose ultimately in the long term it benefits the nation as much as it benefits the club to make sure that he is fit and available to play football games. He's in a good vein of form at the moment. It would have been a real shame for him to have picked up an injury and then not be able to perform back on Merseyside. But it does leave, tying into the question, questions raised earlier on, does that perhaps hamper his chances of starting against Wolves? You suspect it might do. Someone like Diogo Jota, who's had a really good international break, and Cody Gakpo both scoring goals, you might well see them restored to the starting lineup for the Wolves game, with players like Luis Diaz and Nunez, with more travel factored in as well. Will probably, I would guess, take their place on the bench, and then there'll be a really interesting decision to be made over Alexis McAllister. And you would suspect, barring unforeseen circumstances, that Alisson would play either way. But yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Yes. Anyway, let's move back to yesterday. And then this came out after recording of the show yesterday, but Liverpool have submitted their squad for the 23-24 Europa League season. The one headline name to miss out is Adrian, who won't make up the 23-man senior squad. It was reported by Dave Lynch of This Is Anfield earlier in the month. He's been omitted with the squad, but there's only 17 A-list spots available for non-homegrown footballers. However, there is a UEFA loophole. Should there be a long-term injury to Alisson or Kevin Kelleher that Liverpool can take advantage of to bring him into the squad? So it's actually quite a canny move, really, not to utilise him there. It was mentioned a minimum of 8 slots must be allocated to locally trained players, and a maximum of 4 can be association trained. Teams can also register an unlimited number of players on their B list, which comprises of players born on or after January 1st, 2002, who have spent at least 2 years at their respective clubs. Those restrictions left Klopp with a tough decision to make, as he was required to cut one player from his selection following the signing of Ryan Gravenberch. Vitislav Jaros and Bobby Clark have both been listed on the squad as part of the A-list, with the former deemed to be a club-trained player and the latter association-trained. Otherwise, no surprise in Liverpool's squad. The Reds were drawn a Group A, blah, 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 blah. I'll go through the full list now for those of you who aren't familiar with it just yet. So the three goalkeepers, and bear in mind, this is on the A list, is Alisson, Kelleher and Jaros. The defenders are Van Dijk, Konate, Gomez, Matip, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson and Tsimikas. Midfielders, Szoboszlai, McAllister, Thiago, Gravenberch, Jones, Endo and Clark. Forwards, Salah, Diaz, Gakpo, Nunez, Jota and Doke. And then there's a little addendum here that says to be named on the B list, Pitaluga, Quansah, Bradley, Bacetic and Elliot. So yeah, there's actually the A list is, it's always a slight wrinkle to all of this, is that you can play a number of other players. So once upon a time I got hold of Liverpool's A and B list for the Champions League winning season in 2004-2005, and some of the names that are on that B list was wild, because of course it is effectively Liverpool's youth setup, who they figure you'll put it on there on the very slim chance that you might need to call upon a player, whereas Liverpool look to be utilising it quite sufficiently here. Quansah, Bacetic, Elliot, you imagine, will probably all have a role to play in the next week, I would guess. Bradley may well get more involvement as the tournament progresses when he comes back from injury, of course. But yeah, Quansah, Bacetic, Elliott, all very, very likely to get minutes in the last game, you would imagine, to some degree. So yeah, they are named on the B list. So Liverpool, there was a big fear on how Liverpool would manage the squad with the homegrown issue. But yeah, that's basically the diddle that they have performed to complete that for this season. Right, okay, moving then on to the big story. And look, we're still in an international break technically, so the question was always going to be around what were the media going to use to try and unsettle our lives as Liverpool fans, and the answer, amongst other things, including the future of Mohamed Salah and the presence of Jordan Henderson, was Jurgen Klopp being strongly linked with the Germany job. And it is Der Mannschaft, go ahead. But Jurgen Klopp's agents have spoken about it. So we've seen, obviously, reports from the Liverpool end saying it didn't seem very likely. There was talk of maybe he would take some sort of dual role on. But the Liverpool Echo have written on this one. Jurgen Klopp will not become the new manager of the German national team. The agent of the Liverpool boss has confirmed. They say Klopp had emerged as one of the possible candidates to replace Hansi Flick at the helm of... Oh, no, hang on. Die Mannschaft. Brilliant, Paul. Well done. Die Mannschaft. After the decision was made. I'm sure there's some natural German speakers who are listening to this, who are smashing their heads off their steering wheels or whatever at the moment. I apologise wholeheartedly. The 108-day streak that I have on Duolingo in German has clearly not stood me in good stead for this. Anyway, Die Mannschaft, after the decision was made to relieve the former Bayern Munich coach of his duties following a recent 4-1 friendly defeat by Japan, linked with this post on several occasions over the years. Speculation has intensified in recent days that this could be the time Klopp chooses to swap club football for country and take charge of Germany heading into next year's European Championship. Downplaying the possibility, however, Klopp's agent Mark Kazicki this evening told Sportschau, Jurgen has a long-term contract with LFC and is not available for the national coaching position. There you go. I love sometimes less is more. I mean, Germany legend Lothar Matthäus apparently said, I would only understand that if you got Jurgen Klopp after the European Championship. However, if you wait for Klopp, you'll be giving the players another excuse when the coach might only be there until next summer. Among the names traded, there are some who would not continue the cuddly course, such as Matthäus Sammer or Jurgen Klopp. The question is whether Klopp is ready to say goodbye to Liverpool and lead Germany out of the crisis. I would like to have a national coach who will lead the German national team back to where it belongs in the next few years. So yeah, not great times for the German national team. But where, according to his agent, Jürgen Klopp will not be the Germany manager, certainly not this time around. So yes, very, very good indeed. Just to reiterate, he's a long-term contract with LFC and is not available for the national coaching position. Breathe in, breathe out, Reds. Feel that stress or knotting from deep inside your chest, because Jürgen Klopp will still be Liverpool manager by the time the Wolves game rolls around. Right, Sad, if you want to go deeper on all things Liverpool, I would strongly say that you should consider going to redmenplus.com. Check out our wide array of podcasts and documentaries, including Journo Insight with Neil Jones, getting the inside scoop from the press box, and Expert Insight with Dan Clubb as he speaks to industry insiders, coaches and ex-pros from around the world. His coverage of the Ryan Gravenberch signing in particular has been first rate. If you want to know more about Liverpool's new number 38, who we might well get our first glimpse of this weekend, then head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, you get it in video form, in podcast form, and you're going to end up a far more educated Liverpool fan off the back of it on a day-to-day basis because of the brilliant work being done by our team here at Redmen HQ. So yeah, please do consider that. And other than that, yes, have a wonderful day indeed, and I will return with more content later in the week. But yeah, check out Redmen Bite Size tomorrow as well. Ta-da.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.